Just because he's in heaven now doesn't mean he's not here on this earth working, doing the will of the Father, that the Father may be glorified. But how is he doing it? Through the church, his body. Remember what he said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and who? Glorify your Father which is in heaven. That was his purpose, and that's what our purpose is. And he's our head, and he's directing that, overseeing that, empowering that. Another way to say it is the church completes Jesus because her fruit is the fruit of Christ. Okay, guys, here's what I refer to, that one message, I think it was Friday night, that we'll address this Sunday morning. Jesus said in John 15 that he was the vine and that we are the branches. The fruit that the branches bear is not the fruit of the branches. It's the fruit of the vine. It's a grapevine that produces grapes. In fact, when you look at a grapevine, we have to quit dissecting it so much. We have to take that parable and put it all back together, because a grapevine includes not just the roots and not just the trunk, but the branches and the leaves. Right? That's the whole vine. Now, what do we see again? Oneness or co-equal identification. Making sense? So you're a branch in the vine? Praise God. But that branch is the vine, just like the trunk is the vine. So the fruit that's produced through you is not your fruit. It's Jesus' fruit. That's why it's called the fruit of the Spirit, not the fruit of the Christian. And Jesus went on to say, listen, the branch cannot bear fruit by itself. It's got to be doing what? Resting the vine, faith in the vine. But now listen carefully. Don't think I'm a heretic. I hope nobody has any rocks. I don't know about you all down here. Got to be careful. The branch cannot bear fruit of itself. But the converse is also true. The vine without branches cannot bear fruit. Without branches to bear the fruit, what fruit would the vine have? Therefore, the life of Christ is to work in us that his life might bear the fruit. Brother, you're not alone. Why are you chafing under Jesus' light and easy yoke? I don't understand. It's not your fruit. He's not asking you to go out here and work hard and produce all this fruit. He's saying, just hang with me, remain with me, trust in me, and I'll bear the fruit through you. That's why he said, come unto me, you who are labor and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. I'm going to tell you something. When I'm doing the will of God, I get energized. Now, my body may sometimes even get tired. Somebody asked me the other night, aren't you tired? It was one of the preachers. He said, man, after I preach, I'm exhausted and drained. You're ready to go again. Yeah, when you do it in the strength and the power of God, it's energizing. The body can be actually fatigued, but there's an energy there. I don't know how to explain it. All I know is there's life and there's power, but it's not mine. And the fruit, the success, the results are not mine either. I told someone yesterday, they were just really profuse in their thankfulness, and I'm thankful, but I said, wait a minute, stop. We've got to remember that this is not a man. If this what is true about you has happened to you, you got to remember that's a supernatural thing. I don't have the power to tweak your heart, to tool around in there and try to reconfigure things, but he can. It's amazing. When I get to heaven and he's going to receive me and reward me, do you realize I'm going to get the credit for what he did? This is what a master. There's no one like this. You look at Christianity today, if you're not a Christian and you hear all this, I want you to hear me. You keep trying to do what you're doing and it'll kill you. It'll kill you. What if the man gains the whole world but loses his own soul? But working for Christ is not working. Now, don't get me wrong. I know we're to give diligence and to work. We are to labor, but the labor, if it's done in the power of the Spirit, gives life and power. If you're tired this morning, I'm going to tell you, I think it's easy to diagnose. If you're weary, I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about spiritually. You're drained. Your prayer life is dead. Your scriptures, you can't get a thing out of the Bible. You don't have the joy of the Lord. I mean, I'm going to tell you what your problem is. You're trying to bear the fruit, and it's not your fruit. Quit it. Come on. Get with the church here. Come on. Plug in to Christ and His body, and let the strength in one joint supply strength to you. As God designed the body, as He will explain in Ephesians 4 later. The world cannot know Jesus apart from us, friend. This is His design for the church. Now, please don't think I'm abandoning the doctrine of the sovereignty of God because I say these things. I am not. I'm just showing you how God's sovereign design works within the church.